Happy Monday to you and wishing you a beautiful week ahead. So all of this week we're going to be covering how to stay upbeat when the winter months start to arrive. So for those of you living in Ireland, it definitely has been very cold and definitely getting darker as well in the evenings. And it made me think about this time of year that no matter where you are in the world, obviously the seasons are changing and it does get darker in the evenings a lot earlier. And depending on where you are, it can get cooler. And a lot of time in the winter, we go into what I would call hibernation mode. So we might be more interested in staying in, watching more TV, being in more cozy clothes. We might find ourselves not wanting to venture out as much as we do. We also might find our desires and our wants around food and in terms of what we drink changes. And the energy that the summer brings is upbeat, fresh, positive, wanting to get out a lot, be outdoors because the evenings are bright and making the most of it. So around this time, it can be very difficult to keep all of those good habits going. And as part of that is to keep the care of ourselves going at the optimum level. I also find as well that September is very much like January, because when we come into a big change, we start to think about ourselves a little bit more. And as we come to towards the end of the year, a lot of times we can focus on the things we didn't achieve over the course of the year and maybe are feeling under panic that there's only 3 months left, and we put ourselves under a lot of pressure. And actually, in turn, what this does is it makes us feel not good in ourselves, and we come out of those good habits even more. So this is not a time to put yourself under pressure. This is not a time to panic about it being a few months from the end of the year or about your goals, because you can start and end goals at any period during the year, at any month, at any day, and you can always begin again tomorrow. So what I want to cover this week is ways in which you can bring that positive, upbeat, even summer energy in through the winter months to keep yourself having those good habits, eating right, drinking right, sleeping right, and making sure you're getting out as much as you need to and doing the things that you enjoy. And all of this week, we'll be looking at how to, I suppose, alternate into these months with keeping that summer energy, like I said, but just doing it in a very, very different way so that we still feel we're getting to progress as much as we want. So for today's teaching, what I'd like you to do before we kick off all of these different things we're going to be doing throughout the week is for you to think about last winter, or even the winters before that. What are the habits that you find that you form over the winter months? What's your thought process? How is your care of yourself? Do you go into hibernation mode? Or maybe you're someone that, because it's you've got darker nights and colder weather, you like to make sure you're doing a lot more, which is brilliant. But just really analyze and get a sense of where you would be normally at this point in the year, and particularly later on in the months that are coming up, because I'd like you to have a sense of that to understand where you're starting from. And all of the things we'll discuss this week will be able to help you to implement those changes, but obviously they're very individual to you, so you need to know your starting point. That's all I want you to do for today, and I look forward to connecting with you again tomorrow.